Welcome back to another edition of the Free Agent Fans Podcast. It's your boy Mike Jr. coming at you. Got the fellas here with me. Introduce yourself, fellas.
Slime Johnson.
Boss G, baby.
Slimy and Boss G with us. And today we're going to be talking about how do you know if she is the one. So we're doing this in honor of Women's History Month. So we're going to be doing a lot of Women's History Podcasts on the Free Agent Fans Podcast, on the Gut Check, and, you know, just trying to celebrate you ladies. So let's get this thing started. As far as how do you know if she is the one or not? Now, when I think about that, I know a lot of you women out there, you know, y'all are more emotional than we are as men. So y'all thinking this whole love thing. That's not what I think when I think about if I know she the one or not. You know, we as men, let me ask the fellas. Do y'all have a checklist like women do?
So when I was younger, my checklist was real extensive. But the older I get, I had to start crossing some of the things off my checklist. Like as a young man, I would have never dated one who had a kid. But when I had kids myself and relationships didn't work out, so a little small, something like that. So as the older I get, the more things I can tolerate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. And you do have a checklist. I mean, I know some things on the checklist are more superficial at one point in time. And then I think as you grow older, you evolve. Mm-hmm. And then you start looking at things from a realistic standpoint about what it is that you feel that you need that's going to bring substance to your life. Mm. Versus more so than style, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I think when we look at what men, as far as help us determine if she's the one or not, you know, we look at certain attributes and qualities in a woman that kind of, you know, we look at, you know, trustworthiness and she's dependable, reliable, you know.
So you're saying some women can be trustworthy?
Yes, you know, trustworthy. And you know what's so funny about that is this. Sometimes we look for some qualities in women that we lack ourselves.
Is that opposites attract? Or
I mean, it you is. Know, I mean, that's and that's so that's
yeah.
That's to me, that's just so funny because it's like, you know, sometimes we may lack in the area. And but we want a woman to kind of be strong in that area, maybe because it kind of brings us balance.
Yeah, I can see that because I had a checklist as well. And I didn't want to date a chick without a car. I changed that when I met my son's mom.
No, that's on my checklist. That's still on my checklist.
Yeah. Well, now it is. At this age, it's got to be.
Not a car. Not a vehicle. I don't want to date a chick who don't know how to drive.
Who don't know how to. Ooh, it's still chicks out. Yeah.
No. Now, if you don't have a vehicle, I can work with you if you don't have a vehicle because you may have, there may be a financial situation and we can probably work on that. You know, you may, whatever. But a chick who don't know how to drive and don't want to learn how to drive.
Yeah, something wrong with her.
No.
What about if she doesn't have a job?
That's a red flag.
No.
That's a red flag right there. Mm-hmm. Why you ain't got no job, lady?
No.
What if she has a cosmetologist?
Cosmetology? Yeah, cosmetologist. Yeah,
everybody wants to do hair like this. I get so annoyed with that. That's still.
Yeah. What's the other one? Estetician or
whatever?
Esthetician.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad.
It's not a bad thing.
I mean, as long as she doing something. You know, I can't just have her laying around doing nothing.
It depends on what age you are, too.
Right.
If you're in your 40s, 50s, man, you know, it depends on how established she is in that profession.
That business should be established.
If she owns the shop.
If
she's just working in the shop.
Yeah.
I don't really see I can be too much with that.
Yeah.
She checking boxes if she owns the shop.
Yeah, exactly.
If she 48 and she just working in the shop.
No.
Something wrong there.
Another thing to me is, hey, you know, credit. That's another thing that's on my checklist.
Ooh, yeah. Now you are big, Boss G big on credit, ladies. So don't even come that way.
I'm sorry. I mean, hey, that's big to me because, you know, like that tells me how responsible you are. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if you don't care about your credit and your credit rating, that means that how are we supposed to come together and how are we supposed to build on that? That means I may have to share a heavier of load, which means a financial burden. So that also can give me an idea of play if, you know, if you're the one for me.
Right.
Not saying that, you know, you got to be, you know, neck and neck, but you have to at least be striving.
Right, right. Yeah, you can't be, because I know I used to be just bury my head in the sand when it came to my credit. And my credit showed, you know, I had credit to where I pretty much should have been just dead, non-existent. And when I started caring about it and fixed it, then that all changed. And I get it. I get what you're saying. You know, that's very important because you look at that and it showed a lot about me, because how I handled my credit was how I kind of handled everything else in my life. It was lackadaisical and, you know, just buried my head in the sand. I wasn't fighting for that promotion. And when I got to the place where I started caring about that stuff, I started fighting for that stuff and, you know, started climbing up that ladder because, you know, I was that dude that you would have looked like, dang, man, you in your late 40s and you still climbing under, because I do IT, and you still climbing under the chair. You ain't a manager or a supervisor yet. Mm-hmm. I was that guy. But.
So would you be willing to help her build her credit?
Ooh.
Mr. 800.
Now, that's a good question. That's a good. Would you be willing? So like. So, okay, so that plays into, is she the right one? So if you met somebody and you really feeling her and that credit just disastrous, would you be willing to work with her to help her build that credit up?
Boss G, would you be willing to work with
her? Yeah, I'll work with you, yeah.
What if she's 550?
Ooh,
man.
That's a lot of work for you.
I used to be there, so I'm laughing, not because I'm laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because I can feel that.
Yeah.
I was there.
So I feel like that is a sensitive subject when you ask a woman what's her credit. It's almost asking her, you know, something real personal for some people.
How much you weigh?
Yeah, there you go. How much you weigh? Is
so do you ask that though? You know, do you come? So yeah,
not on the first date.
Right, right, right. So when do you present your checklist? Do you just wait and see, you know, kind of like, because like some of the checklists you can see, like, okay, is she annoying? Do she chew with her mouth open? You can get that when you take her out or whatever. But like stuff like credit and things like that, do you ask or when do you ask?
Mm-hmm. I guess when we start talking about being serious.
Yeah.
And start building.
Mm.
Some of the things, some of the obvious things that you can, like, I don't like women who have to social media every part of the date.
Oh,
yeah. Take a picture. This little Boss G, he captures every moment with pictures.
Yeah, he do. But I get you on that, man. I that's annoying.
That's sit here and enjoying if you conversation dating. And talk to each other. You know.
Yeah. If you dating and your chick got to always every 5 seconds she on her phone or. She checking this or checking that. That's not good.
Yeah, look at my plate. Take a picture of the plate.
Yeah.
Oh, let me take a picture of this fancy drink.
Right. So, okay. So with that in mind, when you dating this person and trying to figure out, so like, I think men, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think we go into it. Like I'm just going to speak for myself then. My never really was like, oh, this the one. It just kind of happened. You know, I wasn't dating to be like, oh, I got to find my one. It just kind of happened. And I think, and with ladies, y'all gonna have to call up because we don't have any ladies here right now. Lamont's not here. So you guys can correct us if we're wrong. But I think that women go more into it like, okay, I need to find my one.
Yeah. I mean, I think men, the first thing we see is attraction. And then after you get to know a woman, then you start the personal things. Is she trustworthy? Is it someone I can build with? And, you know, is how is she with her family?
Yeah.
What's the relationship with her father?
Yeah.
Some of those things we but initially it's all about looks. So I think women, they do it a little different. They, like you said, some ladies call up and Well, I think they do it a little different.
Yeah, they do things a little bit different.
Yeah, I think their emotions are more into it. Now, I know times have changed, and like my son will tell me in a heartbeat, you know, these women out here worse than us, Dad, you know, because he's young. He's in his 20s. Yeah. And things have changed. But back in our day, I knew these chicks, they wanted that that solid relationship and that long-term relationship. And I used that to my advantage. You know, I would tell them what they needed to hear so I could get what I wanted, because at that time I wasn't looking for that one, you know. And I can honestly say that I didn't really know my wife was the one until, shoot, we had went through a whole struggle and counseling and all of that.
Right. Right.
And then I started to see, like, okay, this is probably the person I'm supposed to be with.
Right, kind of change your perspective. Change
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But initially, it was just like, all right, this is somebody else I'm going to smash. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was older. I was in my late 30s mm-hmm. when we met.
Yeah, yeah.
So, interesting. And I would say for women, you know, I mean, like, we can't speak for them because we're not women, but I could tell my wife moved a little differently mm-hmm. as opposed to how I was moving. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, she was a little out there, you know, I mean, like, you know, she was obviously attracted to me, mm-hmm. but I knew she wanted more.
Right.
And I didn't know if I did or not.
Right. I got you.
So you didn't know if you wanted more of what?
Like more of what she wanted. Like, okay. Like that everyday person, you know, mm-hmm. like, cause I ain't gonna lie, for a long time for me, you know, I was like, I'm gonna be just like my daddy. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna ride these hoes out until, you know what I'm saying, until I die. Mm-hmm. That was my daddy's philosophy. That's what I saw most of the men in my family do. And I never was that guy like, oh, I wanna find a wife. But I would tell women that when I met them so I could fuck.
Right.
So, you know, I was very good at that. And a lot of them believed me. Like, dang, yeah, he is. And I would lead with that. Like, yeah, I'm looking for something solid. I'm looking for a real relationship. I ain't just trying to fuck. Mm-hmm. And in the back of my mind, it's like, I'm going to fuck.
Right.
Because they wanted to hear that.
Mm-hmm. I call that a fuck nigga.
Yeah.
Because fuck nigga, a lot of your actions are motivated by the fuck.
Yeah.
I get a haircut because I want to fuck.
Right.
I want to impress her to fuck.
Yeah.
I watch my car. I do all these things. All of my actions are motivated by the fuck. So I'm going to do all this stuff to impress her. To get her attention. So at the end of the day, I want to fuck. But I think,
yeah,
when you start doing the work on yourself, this is when, how did I know that? I don't think I always wanted a wife, but I don't think I called it a wife. I think when I started doing the work on myself, and I started realizing, okay, man, you running around with all these women. And they get tired of the bullshit too. So it comes nice where I'm calling this one, I'm calling that one. Now everybody's busy. So, that companionship is important with me. The trust, the loyalty, somebody I can build with, someone I can enjoy their time. So, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that makes me think, you know, mm-hmm. because I kind of had those feelings. And I think when I matured, and I did met my wife, because I like to tell my wife a lot of times, like, you met me at the perfect time in my life. I had dated someone previously, and I felt like I was ready, that I could have gotten married to her. And it was just the right time. It was timing. And I didn't even realize when I turned when the page turned for me, and I was that guy that's like, okay, I do want something more than just fucking, you know, because I mean, yeah, you can. I mean, I saw my daddy do it, but I knew I didn't want to be that guy, you know, deep down. You know, it's like, do I really want to be that guy that's trying to pull bitches in my 60s? You know?
Yeah.
Yes. It's a bunch of cats out there like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets tiring. You know, it doesn't. I can't imagine that having to try to do that and still, you know, clubbing and, you know, because at that point now you're trying to date little young girls and they're going to clean that bank account out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So clean that bank account out.
Yeah.
You're going to give her something.
Right. Hey, she ain't trying to put up with you unless you're doing something for her.
They catch they 60 years old. They still think they laying it down like that.
Yeah, you're not doing much enough.
You ain't doing much.
It's money.
You probably need a pill for your shit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, his money, right. Or what, back in the day, they used to have pumps to pump it up and all kind of weird shit, man. But now they got that little blue pill. But yeah, so I think that's what kind of changed it for me. But I didn't really feel it. You know, I didn't really know when that change came. All of a sudden, I just knew, okay, I'm about to get married.
Right.
And, you know, I guess if I look back on it, I knew I had matured in ways that, because I never would have thought of doing that before. But my maturity led me to that. I was like, okay, I'm doing this. So if I had to look at the question that we're presenting, how did you know that person was the one? I mean, there had to be something other than timing. You know, yeah, I was ready for it. But I think I tell my wife all the time that I appreciate her letting me be me.
Right.
And I think that is what helped me know that was the one.
That was because the one. That's a big point. That's yeah. True.
You want to be able to be yourself when you're with that person. And she lets me be me. She rolls with it. I remember Boss G told me one time about my wife, man, Sheree just goes with the flow. She just goes with, you know, whatever, you know, I do. She just right there. It's like, okay. She'll laugh with it. And I know I've dated some women that would have looked and frowned like some of the jokes that we do. They would have never been cool with some of the women that I dated. Mm-hmm. They'd have been like, why y'all talk about that so much? You know, why do y'all, is y'all like that? You know, it would have been one of those type of situations. And because we make a lot of gay jokes.
Yeah, for the record, I do not like being called a thot.
It is.
No.
Duly noted.
I think with my I'm getting used to saying wife come August, I'm getting married.
Congratulations.
With my wife, thank you. I think when we had that first disagreement is how do we get past it? We're in my past relationships, when we got into an argument, it was a lot of cussing each other out, name calling. Mm-hmm. And putting each other down. But in this relationship, we have disagreements, and we're in this together. So we need to work through our disagreements. There's no need to put each other down, name calling, and just, you know, we got to talk about it. So I appreciate that about my wife for the most part.
Yeah. That's good.
That's very important too.
Yes, it is.
Working through those issues. I've been there.
Yeah.
We've all been there trying to work through
here.
Yeah, various issues. So, but also I think looking back on my situation and how I got to the point where I am today and being able to be myself around someone, it was kind of it was scary because you didn't know how that person would, you know. And I think a lot of my want to just fuck all the time was fear. It's like, if I don't let her get close, I don't share anything with her, this all she gonna get is some D, and I can just move on. I ain't gotta open myself up to anything. And once that changed, I think that was another thing when I saw that, you know, because you don't just give your trust out. When I saw that I could trust my wife with mm-hmm. that side of me, that vulnerable side, I was like, okay, maybe I did make the right decision. And I will be honest, I didn't make this decision before we got married. This came after we was already married. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, this is the one for me.
Right.
So
yeah, I think a good wife also, when you talk about being vulnerable and open yourself up, something men don't really like doing, but when you open yourself up to another person and tell them your secrets and you become real vulnerable within the argument, a good wife doesn't throw that shit back up in your face.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, you remember that time you told me you did such and such and you still ain't shit about it? They don't throw it back up in your face like that. So we talking about, how do you know what? How do you know if she's the one? That's one of the things to do.
Yeah, that's facts, big facts. What you think, Boss G?
Yeah, it's true. All those things are very important. You know, those things are true. You know, with regards to, you know, that makes sense, you know, but I keep like Slimy said, you know, she's not going to hold those things against you and throw them up in your face.
Right.
And that she could support you, you know, and make sure that, you know, she's used that as a pretty much
ammunition
against you.
So weapon.
Yeah, it's a weapon.
So weapon against you.
Yeah, that's real true. It's true.
So I'm gonna ask this before we wrap. This will be probably our last topic. Can you have more than one? You know, I feel like, because you know, a lot of people get married and get divorced. So did you feel like that was the one when you married that person? Or it's kind of obvious it wasn't, but what did you feel like? Because I've never been, this is my first marriage so far, and hopefully the only, but I know a lot of people that have gone down that road and they thought it was great. And then you hear the story, well, we just fell out of love.
So the question, can you have more than one what?
More than one person that you feel like is the one?
I don't think so, because the time and effort that you put in. So let's talk about what a man's. I think as a man, I'm responsible for not letting her down, not disappointing her. So, and just making sure she's happy. So trying to put all that energy and effort into multiple people is exhausting. So you're going to care about this woman, and then you're going to try to care about that woman. And a lot of the times the shit gonna conflict, because this woman might want to do this. This woman might want to do that day. And now you got conflicting schedules. And as a man, you ain't trying to disappoint anybody if you got multiple women. But somebody's gonna get let down. So I don't think you can do it effectively. If you're doing it in a pimping mind state, because a pimp don't give a fuck about
right.
Nobody feeling but itself.
True.
So if you wanna, you can do it that way, but you ain't really upholding your part of the bargain as a man, as a head of the household. I think so.
Right. Yeah. 100% agree.
I totally agree.
Yeah, that would be the reason it's called the one. I think a lot of times, like what you were saying, is that we get caught up in the lust factor, or you pimping, or whatever your motivations are. And you think like, oh, yeah, because I look back on it and I'm like, yeah, out of all the women I dated, I could see myself being married to three of them. But if I really broke it down, their personalities and who they were, that list would probably come back down to one. More than likely, because I dated a few women that was like, oh, yeah, she would have let me be myself because I was myself when I was dating them. But there were other issues there that we would have bumped heads on. And I ain't saying me and my wife now, we don't bump heads on stuff, but it's one of those things where we realize that, okay, we may not agree with each other on this, but we got to let each other be who we are.
True. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So what you think, Buzz? Do you agree with that?
I totally agree with that. I do.
Yeah. Okay, so he agrees. So we all in agreement. But I truly wish we had a woman's perspective. But you all are more than welcome to go online and let us know, you know, what you think. If we said something in error here, or you want to dispute any of this, just hit us up and let us know, because you know it's a growth process and we all learning. We all still trying to figure things out. I mean, even though I'm married and Slimy's about to get married, you know, we still have that process where we're going to learn. And, you know, nobody's born with the book of knowledge and knowing how everything's going to work. And, oh, it should be this way. It should be that way. You're going to have some struggles. You're going to have some ups. You're going to have some downs. But at the end of the day, for me, it was all about being myself. And I think the fellas agree with that. You know, if you can't be yourself around somebody, you probably shouldn't be around that somebody.
That's true.
You know, so there it is. You guys got anything else you want
to? That's all. Sounds good to me.
Good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. All right. So there it is, folks. I want to thank you all for listening. Check us out on the website, freeagentfans.com. We're doing this on Mondays. Check the website out because I made some changes. You know, there will probably be at least two the Free Agent Fan podcasts on Mondays. Gut Checks every Fridays, and I'm starting a new one called Solo Sundays. And check those out too. It's pretty much going to be me ranting, but you know, cause I got a lot of like Goody Mob said, I got some shit I got to get off my chest. But check them out. It's going to be interesting. Y'all stay blessed and enjoy your week. We out.